Proclamation number 3819, dated the July 7th, 1946. Destiny. Submission to God's will. That which is granted to you according to divine will of eternity has to be accepted by you, and its blessing for you depends on how you cope with it. If you submit yourselves to divine will, you will accept your fate without grumbling and complaining, for then you will have faith in God's love and omnipotence and expect His help without doubting. And then God will certainly help you. If, however, you inwardly rebel against God's divine providence, if you sullenly complain and try to defend yourselves, the weight will burden you even more, or you will receive help from below. You will be supported by the one who wants to gain you for himself in order to corrupt you. For with those who still carry too much of their own will and do not yet acknowledge God's will, he will be preaching to the converted, he will be listened to and will win over the soul. Every person's destiny is according to his own will, and the reason as to why the same destiny causes more suffering in one person than another is because he lacks submission to God's will. And in order to save the soul which is rebelling against God, the adversity must affect it harder until it realizes that a higher will is taking effect and it unconditionally subjects itself to the latter. And thus you humans need never believe that you can make your earthly fate easier for yourselves by taking this or that precaution. You can certainly alter your course of life by using your own will, but never its difficulties, for the gravity of events approaching you depends on how your soul needs it, and you must take your measure of suffering upon yourselves regardless of which path you are taking. You cannot escape your destiny, because it has been determined for eternity. Only your submission of will shall make it bearable for you, for then it will have served its purpose, and you will no longer need such painful means. Instead, you can live an easier life until its end. Therefore, don't rebel against God's will. Recognize God's will in everything that comes upon you. Don't complain and grumble, but humbly bear what you are sent by God, and He will take it away from you again as soon as you yield to His will. And firmly believe that He can always help you, and the strength of faith will banish every disaster. God only wants to win you over to Himself and not lose you to the one who is His adversary, who has completely turned His will from Him and aims to push His living creations away from Him as well by inciting their will to likewise rebel against God. Therefore, don't fall prey to the one who wants to corrupt you, but recognize God as your Lord and submit yourselves to Him, and even the harshest destiny will be a blessing for you. Amen.